Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Tomorrow is Victory Day for Russia, marking its role in World War II. But there's not much to celebrate on the battlefront in this four-year war against Ukraine, with thousands being killed every week. In fact, it's losing more soldiers per month than it can replace. It's also losing people who are nowhere near the front. The new book, Leaving Russia, How Putin Forced a Nation's Future to Flee, details how intellectuals, dissidents and the young educated classes are quitting Russia in their thousands, including the book's author, Jason Corcoran, who moved his family out due to the repression and state control. This exodus will doubtless have a notable impact on the Russian economy in the long term. And the journalist and author, Jason Corcoran, is with me now. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Joe.
Congratulations on
the book. Thank you so much, Joe.
And I know it's in the top five best-selling book in Hodges Figgis, so good job on that. What is happening in Russia as you see it?
Well, in terms of the Russian economy, we're facing zastoy, stagnation. So the latest official growth figures say there was contraction for the first time since 2023 of 0.5%. The Russian Economic Ministry is still forecasting growth of 0.5 to 1.5% this year. But Joe, I think I've mentioned on this show before, the first decree that Putin issued after the full-scale invasion of Ukraine was he was going to curtail economic statistics. So
truth is the first victim.
Truth is the first victim of war, exactly. Yeah. And there was a story 2 weeks ago on the front page of the FT whereby they interviewed the head of the Swedish military intelligence. And he said that forget about official inflation figures of 5.9% in Russia. It's closer to 15%.
Wow.
And also, they said they're also understating the official Kremlin federal deficit by 30 billion. So they're making out like bandits at the moment from the sale of Urals oil because of the Middle East chaos. Mm. But that's only beginning to top up the rainy day fund, which had been running depleted very seriously.
Yeah. Who is quitting Russia?
So what we've seen, Joe, since the full-scale invasion is the loss of 1.5 million of Russia's best and brightest people.
Wow.
So people like, you know, tech founders, venture capitalists, teachers, musicians, directors, writers, all of the creatives. So there's a real hollowing out of the society. And these are the people that I knew and that I've interviewed for the book. And also then you've seen the loss of an estimated 1.3 million in the meat grinder who've either died or been severely wounded.
It's thousands every week.
Thousands every week, exactly. And people are still leaving in their droves, you know, because 5 years into this thing, almost 5 years into this thing, there's no sign of an end point. And people are just giving up saying, you know, this place is going to hell in a handcart.
Mm. And where are they going, given the fact that they can't, unless they've somehow got an EU passport, they can't come to Europe and they can't go to North America. Mm. So where are they going, these 1.5 million intellectuals?
Yeah. So those who had means, Joe, those who had, you know, sort of visas, cash, had linguistic ability, had connections, had maybe studied in the West. So they went to, you know, the intelligentsia went to Berlin, they went to Vienna, they went to London. But those who didn't have means initially went to the Caucasus, so Armenia and Georgia, where you didn't need a passport.
Yeah.
And in these places, they weren't very welcome because, of course, Georgia had two of its provinces annexed effectively by Russia.
Still does.
It still does to this day in 2008. So they have since moved on. And a lot of them have ended up, interestingly enough, in the Balkans, especially Serbia.
Yeah.
And now Belgrade.
Strong cultural links there.
Strong cultural links, linguistically not that different, also religious. And a lot of them have ended up in Belgrade and Novi Sad, which is the second city. And Belgrade now, there's an area of it called Little Moscow because of the huge conglomeration of SMEs, you know.
But are they pro-Putin or are they pro-Russia?
I would say a lot of these people actually are still, you know, mixed. Some of them, you know, the initial wave, they were liberals. They wanted to get out because they didn't want the war to be carried out in their name.
And they didn't want their sons to be fighting it.
Yeah, absolutely right. And the second wave was all about self-preservation. Mm. They didn't want to be in it. So less sort of politically aligned. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of these now who are living in exile, they just want this to end because they have aging parents at home.
So they're slightly agnostic on Putinism per se.
Yeah.
What sort of impact on the economy, long-term impact, will this have on Russia? If you have the exodus of millions of the most educated and most talented gone.
Yeah. So I think long-term, this is going to see stagnation and a lack of growth. So, you know, within the innovation economy, and I go through this in the book, you've had, you take a company like Yandex, Joe. Yandex is
big. Is that the Facebook equivalent?
Google equivalent.
Google equivalent.
With an even larger market share. So they were massive across Russia. And 1,100 of their best engineers fled, you know, in 2022. And they went up and started working with international operations, which have now been rebranded Nebius. And Nebius is growing like the clappers and have done three deals with NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Meta, worth in the region of $40 billion.
But outside Russia.
Outside of Russia. Mm. And they're listed in New York. So this company is now providing AI infrastructure and data centers to these huge US tech companies. And there's another company as well called Plata. Plata was set up in Mexico by 30 guys who fled the meat grinder, and they worked for Tinkoff Bank, which was the challenger bank in Russia, the biggest. They've set up Plata from scratch, Joe. In 3 years, Plata has grown from nothing to a $5 billion valuation in its second fundraising.
So these really bright people are taking their love to town, as it were.
Absolutely.
Is there any chance now that you put this book out that you could ever go back to Russia?
I would not fancy it unless...
Because you do speak the language and you live there for years.
Yeah, we have an apartment that, you know, lies empty to this day, which is very nicely. It's a basic apartment, but it's three stops from the Revolution Square, which is right next to Red Square.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wouldn't go back. And because, you know, journalists are, you know, there's targets on their back.
Yeah.
And foreign journalists as well as domestic Russian journalists.
Okay, well, thank you so much and best of luck with the book, Jason. That is Jason Corcoran, the author of Leaving Russia, How Putin Forced a Nation's Future to Flee, available in bookshops and online, of course.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.